Honorable Mashele has been seconded. So over to you.
Let me take this opportunity. Let me take this wonderful opportunity, this rare opportunity, to find myself on the driver's seat of this committee. On a lighter note, honorable members, it's a very good afternoon to all of you. And the agenda item is just the two oversight reports, which is the Eastern Cape and the Northern Cape oversight report, respectively, as stated here. I haven't had time to look at the report because they only came in at around 10 o'clock this morning. They were emailed to me at 10 o'clock from Zolan. I don't know if any other honorable member has looked into the report and has anything to reflect on the report. Honorable.
Can we take about 5 minutes to just go through the report?
Any other suggestion? With the absence or the absence of hands, I would take the suggestion and look into the report for read through the report for about 5 minutes. Thanks. Mr. Zolani has just informed me that this is the first draft of the report. So as we are reading members, it's advisable that we just jot down the notes or any other thing that we would want to be reflected on the report so that we can take it back to them and then they can produce another report. I have taken note that Honorable Mohu wants to leave at 3:30, so you are excused when the time comes. For us to go in sequences or orderly, I would call upon us to reflect on page 1 of the report of the draft report on the Eastern Cape visit, which is from the 28th till the 31st. Page 1, page 2, page 3.
Yes. on top. The pages are not numbered, yeah. But on top of what you regard as page 3, there is a bullet which says labor processes take too long. I think it's labor court processes take too long. And there is a bullet where these people also complain about the accommodation and the nature of offices. I mean, they complain about where the office is placed. They complain about the dust coming in, and they complain about generally the unhealthy conditions under which they work. Okay.
Anyone else? Yes.
I think the little errors that maybe it's possible just to mark them and then hand them over, because I don't think we want to spend time on that. We should probably just look at the substantive matter. So the little things that I picked up myself, I'll just mark them and pass them on to the secretary.
I don't think that would be a problem. Also, what we can do is you can also email them if there's anything else that you feel you've omitted. Page 4, Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. On this page, I see on the recommendations, Secretary, you have omitted because I think you want us as a committee to give our recommendations. And I think what we can do is from now, we can try to email Secretary Zolani so that in the next meeting, which will be a meeting which will correlate and it will be a July meeting, other than this meeting of conveners, you know, with borrowed powers like myself convening. So I think, but also for now, those that have recommendations to put forth from the committee, because this will be our recommendation that will have to be sent to the department for them to take a heed of all that we have recommended from our visit. Anyone? Honorable Mubu, then followed by Honorable Masirimol.
Thanks, Chair. I think one glaring recommendation one would make is the fact that we noted that in all the centers, the conditions under which the workers operated were appalling, and that there must be a better coordination between the department, DOL, and the Department of Public Works in improving the conditions. I think that, for me, that was very critical.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Mubu. Honorable Masirimola.
Chair, I'm not very sure whether we, in the Eastern Cape, in terms of rural development, do we have a presidential mood appointed particular in the Eastern Cape, in terms of infrastructure development? Presidential mood appointed, because I'm beginning to think, like the conditions, especially in the common band, are just a people are tolerating. It's not something you can derive pleasure in those conditions. If the department can look into this, know that point as to whether it is in particular for rural development. Those rural towns are very bad. Conditions are not okay.
Okay, thanks. Honorable
Nader. There are two things. The first one is that we have got to recommend that the department develop a uniform policy, which will be understood by all employees of the department about how it operates. The issue of tools of trade is a problem almost everywhere we went, in terms of phones, laptops, cars, is also a problem. The other, which we think they must address. The other one was the decentralization of appointee paymasters. Paymasters must be decentralized to labor centers to ensure that the payments are done in an expeditious manner.
Thanks. My recommendation, Mr. Zula, is that I feel the committee has to get the plan from the department to the leasing of offices or office space from the Department of Public Works, because in most of the offices that we went to, the challenges that were there was between the National Department and National Department of Public Works. Everything was done on their part. Some feasibility studies, even some locations were approved, and then time frames exhausted because the master plan from the department from our Department of Labor and the Department of Public Works is not known. So I feel as a committee we need to get that master plan and the program of the national department on how they are going to make sure that they house the department or the labor centers in proper offices. Yes,
yeah, Comrade Chair, the other thing is for me in particular is if the bank can move with the speed necessary about the issue of health and safety is better, especially in this affecting vulnerable workers. If we can get a report in the next 90 days as to what is being done, where are they? Yes, we will work for all of them.
Okay, these are part of the recommendations that we are putting forward today. Can we go to the second report on the oversight visit to the Northern Cape? Can we call the first page, page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Should we go to back to page 3?
Oh, no, we have page 4.
Page 4? Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, page 4. The issue of the manager at Kakamas. I'm not targeting Kakamas per se as Kakamas, but I think it would be an ideal thing for department to place people in terms of their capabilities. I mean, for 20 years now, we can't be doing what we see so in the cameras. People should be given jobs on that, on what they're capable of doing. What is on the cameras? There is not money, there is no doubt. Not him per se, but generally it should be looked into. What is it that you want people to do? Qualifications, especially this time around. So it's really mean that you're taking away the qualifications that they need to be taken away.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Masarola. Mr.
Lulani,
do you want to assist us?
Sorry, I just want a clarity from Honorable Mr. Mari. Do you mean Kakamas or Upington Labour Centre? Just want clarity.
See,
the regional manager.
Yeah, it should be Upington. It should be Upington.
Okay. We were on page 4. Can we move to page 5? Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. And then page 10, with the recommendations. Comrades. Comrade Masaramon.
It should be the latest center in Kimberley, where we found out. It should be encouraged to be done in this center. Where Kimberley, for example, I saw it somewhere in Pretoria. You find it, the center in the later part of the CCMA in one place, which is very, it becomes very effective when it comes to addressing issues of ordinary workers. You are easily able to repair things very quickly in the next door, and you are able to refer it to the next person very quickly around the day. You should be encouraged to be done that way. It makes coordination and communication much easier.
I think labor center managers must be taken for training. I had a feeling that they are like post office. They are thinking head is the provincial chief director. And they just do whatever she says. She says it must be done. And I think they must be taken for training. And secondly, the department must buy 4x4s in almost all these rural areas, because it's very clear that these people who have got the drive to farms and all that, they need that more than anything. Our proposal is that, look, the department must be creative in allocating these people tasks. Like, for instance, in Northern Cape, the inspectors were saying it's better if they can work like insurance company people. And they go out on Monday and they come back on Friday. Because the areas they have got to go to, sometimes it takes a whole day to travel to that area. So it's better. So I'm just saying that they must be creative in the manner in which they allocate, especially inspectors' responsibilities.
Babi Hanar. Babi Maseremoni. Chief Maseremoni.
No, she's just...
I'm not sure whether this is it's an important issue, but kept on coming out all the time. The same talk inspectors, especially in farming and community. It's coming out very sharply. It's not able to be the security of this one.
Yes.
It's only Michelle. There should be a program of skilling labor inspectors and updating them with changes in legislation and policy, because they are complaining. They were complaining that there is no career progress and there is no training which they attend. If people attend conferences, they don't know the criteria utilized to choose those who must attend conferences.
With that, because I was not part of this visit, Mr. Zolani, these are the part of the recommendations that we are putting forward. And ours was just to look into these two drafts. We are still going to engage on them through emailing you some of our recommendations and also coming into a fully fledged meeting. With nothing else on our agenda, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for the, this opportunity. It's a very rare one.
You wish the